He makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5. Rock and roll. Touchdown, Texans.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bitley with Texans Today, the only podcast coming to you straight from Reliant Stadium. It is Thursday, January 22nd. The Texans are in the thick of things with their offseason. General Manager Rick Smith just got back from the Senior Bowl. There's some defensive prospects he wanted to talk about. I caught up with Smith. But before we get to that, Texans fans, don't forget HoustonTexans.com is going to Hawaii for the Pro Bowl. We'll bring you all the action. We'll show you Mario Williams and Andre Johnson in their trip across the sea. This is a very busy time for Texans general manager Rick Smith. He's in the talent evaluation process with the draft, and he's trying to sign free agents. I caught up with Smith to talk to him about both of those endeavors. First, we got into it about the Texans' defensive mentality. They've rounded out their defensive coaching staff by hiring a defensive line coach, Bill Collar. Now, they're looking to find more players that can make plays on the defensive side of the ball.
Well, I think we'll be sound in what we do, and I think that's going to be the biggest characteristic that I think you'll see. I think we'll be a sound defense. I think we'll be aggressive, and I think that you'll see us emphasize tackling and being sound in what we're doing. And I think when you do that, I think when your players understand what you're asking them to do, and they have all of their assignments down, they know exactly what the offense is going to do. I think that allows them to be more aggressive, and I think that's what you're going to see out of our football team.
Rick got a chance to see some of that talent when he was at the Senior Bowl in Mobile, Alabama. There are quite a few defensive standouts there. Smith didn't name any names. He talked about what he liked from some of those prospects.
Well, it's a good group of available draft players coming out this year, and certainly you look at one position in particular, the linebackers. Say there are a number of excellent linebackers, whether you're talking about inside or outside linebackers. There's a really deep safety group, and so we certainly will continue our process at this point, and combine's not far away, and before you know it, it'll be April, and it'll be time to add to the team. But obviously before then, we've got free agency to address, and so it's an exciting time for anybody in personnel this time of year.
Finally, Smith talked about what the Texans need as far as draft prospects go to get their defense to the next level.
I agree with those assessments. I think that when you look at our football team on the defensive side of the ball, I think you can always improve athleticism. I think, in addition to some of those things, I think you can always improve your corner position. You can never have enough men that can cover, and so you're always looking to improve yourself on the edge that way. I think, a big-time safety. I think Eugene Wilson did a nice job for us when he had his opportunities to play, and so I certainly would expect him to continue, provided we can get him signed back. He's an unrestricted free agent, as you know. And so we want to continue to build on some of those things, but then to add another pass rusher, maybe opposite Mario, like Gary's talking about. And I think overall improve the athleticism on the side of the ball, I think we'll be fine.
Tomorrow, I'll visit with Smith and talk about the Texans' prospects in free agency. As always, thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with the latest Texans news. And remember, it's always football time in Houston.
Football time in Houston.